This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Game 4 of the NBA Finals tips off tonight in Miami. The Spurs of San Antonio are up 2-1 over the Heat of Miami, which makes this game super important for the Heat in their quest for a three-peat. Miami season ticket holders were able to cut to the front of the line to get seats for tonight's game, but now comes the hard part, as Kenny Malone from WLRN explains.
It's Sunday night, Game 2 of the NBA Finals, and the entire Peltz family is here. Two parents, three adult children, and one fiancé.
Shoot! Oh, damn.
For Heat road games like this one, everybody comes to the Peltz house and sits on the living room couch. Home games are a bit more complicated. The Peltzes have two season tickets and six family members. The kids have different strategies to land the best tickets. Jonathan, the youngest, would pass on earlier rounds of the playoffs, hoping to lay claim to more important games later on. Until last year, when his strategy blew up in his face.
Looking back, I do feel like I did overreact at the time.
Jonathan was all set to go to one of the first finals games. But when his sister, Maxine, flew home from New York, Mom gave the ticket to Maxine.
Like, literally, 24-hour notice.
I mean, I wish I didn't have that to play that card. I would have rather been here for, you know, all of the playoff games.
It's like a corporation. Like, the way it goes, she's like, oh, no, but I clear it with Mom.
Angry texts were sent. Jonathan had to be talked down while pacing and fuming, and his sister Maxine considered not coming home at all.
Because he was really mad at me, and I was like, oh, no, this is World War III in the Peltz family.
Splitting up playoff tickets is more complicated than it might seem. Game 1, for example, is not as important as a Game 7, and the first round of the playoffs is far less valuable than the final round.
The NBA Finals can go for anywhere from 4 to 5 times face value.
Depending on the seats, $275 up to $25,000, according to I.A. Ashong. Ashong's with Tickets of America, a Miami-based broker, and he says selling those finals games could cover a good chunk of your season ticket costs. He also says at least twice a year, he turns into a counselor when season ticket owner problems spill into his office. There's an extra game. Who gets the ticket, or should they just sell it and split the money?
Wow, we've done all kinds of things, from pulling straws to flipping coins.
But for lots of season ticket holders, selling the ticket is not an option. Greg Gelber and his friends have a ritual before playoff games. They meet at this Hooters in downtown Miami. Seven longtime friends share four season tickets.
Well, like everything with our group, it starts with a spreadsheet.
Gelber's a financial advisor, and he keeps meticulous track of who's gone to which games. For the playoffs, they have a simple rotation system, but a complicated set of rules for what you're allowed to do with your seat. For example, if you give your ticket away without prior approval from the group,
complete banishment immediately.
You also cannot sell your ticket.
If you can't go, you can offer to trade. If that is rejected, it goes to the next person automatically.
Mike Rosenthal teaches math at Florida International University, and he suggests a method that originally started as a way to divvy up an estate when there's no will.
Developed during World War II by a Polish mathematician, Bronislaw Knaster.
Each ticket holder writes down what a game is worth to them. The person who values it most gets the ticket, but has to reimburse the other members for not going.
It satisfies a property that mathematicians call envy-freeness.
Back in the Peltz living room, the bigger issue is guilt-freeness, because as much as the kids fight over the tickets, they'd rather go with each other than with their mom.
I wish you liked going to the games with me.
We do like going to the games with you.
It's just that she's a little loud. She swears a lot.
We love you.
Just then, a San Antonio player shakes free and hits an open shot.
Oh, how did he get so open for that?
Every time you guilt us, a spur gets open.
Arvin Peltz, by the way, their dad, he's basically given up on using the family tickets for Heat games. In Miami, I'm Kenny Malone for Marketplace.
Shoot!